وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother, this مسألة and this scenario is one of the amazing issues in the fiqh, يا أخي. It's because it's connected with the one مسألة. It's a big مسألة in issue of reciting the Fatiha. And it's what I mean, the مسألة that you mentioned now, it's an evidence for some regarding a specific issue. The point, inshallah, in the future we'll clarify it more. And the point is, following the opinion of the majority of the ulama and supported strongly by Sheikh Ibn Baz rahimahullah ta'ala, you should. وجماعه من اهل الجمهور, but among the ulama who they mention this مسألة and this scenario specifically, Sheikh Ibn Baz rahimahullah ta'ala, وشيخ ابن عثيمين, وجماعه من اهل العلم. And before that, الحافظ بن حزم المحله, he have his own research regarding this مسألة. The conclusion is, you should complete the Fatiha, even though the Imam did ruku', as you are in udhr, an excuse. Means this mas'ala will be an exception from the general hadith, hadith Abi Musa, hadith Abu Hurairah, al-Sahihain, wa idha raka' al-imam farka'u, hadith Aisha, idha raka' al-imam farka'u, if the Imam did ruku', follow him in the ruku'. It will be an exception because of the udhr that you are, because for them, the reciting the Fatiha is the main rukun, the main principle in the prayer. So because of that, now you have a conflict between completing the Fatiha or following the ruku'. Complete the Fatiha because you are in it already, complete then following the ruku'. Then they had a khilaf. What about if the Imam gonna make his ruku', and he gonna stand from the ruku' already? You should follow him, or you complete the Fatiha even he gonna stand? Some they said, no, wait. Complete the Fatiha even though he's going to stand from the ruku'. And some they said, no, be sure you're going to follow him and you're going to catch his ruku'. So it's a khilaf among them. In conclusion, if your scenario in the middle of the Surah Al-Fatiha completed, then follow him in ruku'. Barakallahu feek.